This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. The United States is in a recession as the gross domestic product contracts nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. Viktor Baug, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us. The release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
New York wants to add a tax to drivers that choose specific traffic routes.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing.
If you are a New Yorker who has been late for work because your train was not on time, you need congestion pricing.
The goal of congestion pricing is to encourage more people to take public transportation to cut down on traffic, while also directing extra revenue toward making much-needed repairs to the transit system. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
While semantics plays itself out with White House officials, the United States is in a recession as GDP contracts nearly 1% for a second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House, during an election cycle, is trying to change the definition and claims two consecutive quarters of negative growth is no longer considered a recession. A nonprofit, nonpartisan organization called the National Bureau of Economic Research has the final word. If politicians in Washington continue along this path, a depression is next. An Idaho sheriff said Wednesday his county is experiencing a crisis level of drug overdoses, especially fentanyl and methamphetamine. That's coming from President Biden's open border policy. Canyon County, Idaho Sheriff Karen Donahue on Fox News says there is so much illicit drugs, the cartels are destroying his community.
We're at a crisis stage, quite frankly. We have never seen the numbers of seizures and the amounts of any drug, including methamphetamine, like we're seeing in fentanyl. And, of course, we're still dealing with the methamphetamine crisis we've been in for years. And every bit of this substance, these illegal narcotics, come from the border, without question. Ravaging our communities and the overdoses. I've had, over the last year, numerous deputies hospitalized because of fentanyl exposures just in my jail where we've had to hospitalize these deputies just because they've come in contact with it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And as more and more Americans realize that we're on the wrong track, I say, hey, that's good news. We can have a conversation. Let's talk about what being on the right track really looks like. Here to help out is Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Good. How's everything in Nevada? Hot, hot, hot?
Well,
and hot again?
I'm up north in the mountains, so I try to escape the heat from the summer and get up in the mountains.
Well, you're rather smart for doing it. You know, from the file, Megan, that people do that which they get rewarded for, comes this next realization. And you and I have talked about what's going on at the border, that this is happening because people are making a lot of money. The cartels, the coyotes say, thank you very much, President Biden. You have been very good to the bad people. And now we find out the cartels have been getting $13 billion a year from Joe Biden's open border policies. $13 billion. I mean, under Trump, they were managing somewhere around $500 million, but this has been a windfall profit for the cartels. Is it any wonder that they will continue to protect this business and this illegal activity? And at the expense of the American people, of course, and at the acquisition and, and the apathetic approach. I mean, it's not even apathetic. I mean, it's just purposeful approach by this Biden administration.
Right. And in exchange, we get overwhelmed schools, overwhelmed hospitals, crime, fentanyl, and tax hikes. That's what we get
right.
in exchange for that. So the cartels have a windfall profit of $13 billion, and we're getting the shaft. And as you say, this is purposeful. And I really don't understand why there has not been a much larger outcry from Republicans. I understand that we're the minority party, but
think about it, like you said. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt here, but, you know, minority party yet, but little bit minority. I mean, we're talking a couple of votes here. We're not talking that they're so overwhelmed. We're not talking California, where you only have five Republicans in the state assembly. Come on, give me a break. I mean, you know, it's close enough that you should be, and Kevin McCarthy should be screaming from the rooftops about all this stuff that's going on. You know, McConnell, the same thing. Especially what happened last night in the dark of night, this darkroom deal that Manchin folded under. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, this stinks to high heaven at a point when, we're in the now, it's been redefined. Leave it for the Democrats because they always make up new words and their new definitions of words, whether it has to do with a woman or even recession. Now it's not really a recession. It's kind of a technical recession, right?
Well, right. You know, it's not a recession if they change the definition, much like it's not a vaccine if they change the definition. And that's what
exactly.
Democrats do. They change the definition in order to fit their agenda. But back to the border. This is one of the largest human trafficking operations that we've witnessed in our lifetimes. And the last time I checked, human trafficking is a crime. And I don't understand why the Biden administration is not being charged, at least in the court of public opinion by Republicans, of aiding and abetting a human smuggling or human trafficking or sex trafficking operation. You have something called Catholic Charities, which has nothing to do with Catholicism. It's an absolute joke. They are making tens of millions of dollars in federal money aiding and abetting human trafficking and sex trafficking operations by housing, feeding, clothing, transporting these illegal aliens. But again, we don't hear those words. We hear what
right exactly, and Catholic people, well-meaning Catholic people, are contributing to Catholic Charities because on the surface it sounds like a good cause, but then you're going to find out later on that they've participated and they're culpable with all this human trafficking and sexual abuse of these young girls and boys, and so it's like, oh well, in the name of Jesus we did this? Are you kidding me? No, it's not in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of your own personal greed. And that's your point here.
Right, and your own ignorance. I mean, I could look up Catholic Charities, and I have, and I've done a lot of research on it, and they have absolutely zero to do with Catholicism. So anybody with a brain in between their 2 ears and working fingers and working eyes can simply go on the computer and Google it and find out exactly who they are. So
right.
If they're contributing, you know, that's their own ignorance. Like I said, when you change the definition of things, you can get away with things. This administration has changed the definition of a recession. They changed the definition of a legal alien. They changed the definition of a vaccine. And the list goes on and on. Now we're told, even though Biden's chief economic advisor told us just years ago that a recession was 2 quarters with negative GDP, now he's saying, oh, no, that's not the definition. Well, why was it the definition years ago? And here we are. And I have said on your show before, we are in a recession.
Yes.
We don't have to wait for a recession. We're in one. And we can see that by the way that people have basically tightened their pocketbooks. We can see that by the economic indicators. In Nevada, we are at 14.9% inflation, 14.9%. So if you got your, you know, standard of cost of living raise of 3%, you're negative. You're negative by 11%. You're 15. Remember the fight for 15? That was the big ruse for minimum wage. Nevada passed a law to, you know, make sure that we reach $15 an hour by, I can't remember what year it is, but it's coming up. Well, if you start at $12 an hour, who cares? All of that is going to inflation. So, you know, this is by design. This is the fundamental transformation of the country. This is Barack Obama's work. This is not Joe Biden. Joe Biden had to be actually edited by his own White House the other day, where they released a video of him talking about the insurrection. That he didn't blink. He didn't. There was it's like a 30-second video, and he didn't blink once during the video because they spliced it 10 or 11 times. They could have at least put some blinks in there, I guess, if you were a really good video editor.
Exactly.
Everyone knows that Joe Biden is not in charge except for Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the sad thing, Megan, as you say, is that there is no reverse of course here. You and I have been saying we can see the signs, the recession, you know, signs that are out there. And this Democratic-led Congress-controlled White House has done nothing to reverse course. Anybody with any modicum of intelligence would go, look it, we're heading for a cement wall. Stop, slow down. Let's, you know, turn left, turn right. Let's come up with something. But you don't double down on the policies that got you into the recession to begin with and then lie to the people and say, well, it's just temporary. It's transitional. And then now you come up with, and everybody, all these people have been drinking the grape juice saying the same thing. Oh, it's a technical recession. I mean, we're not just talking one of the news companies. I mean, all across the board, you can see who support Joe Biden.
We've got more from Megan. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are suffering severe persecution, and yet Christianity continues to grow. We at the Tide Ministry rejoice to hear from listeners who have found the love of Christ through our radio programming. One listener sent this message: "Your radio program showed me the real love I needed to know because I always felt that I was not loved by my God. But now I know that the real God loves me." If only that one person heard the gospel through our radio broadcast and was saved, it would be worth it. Praise God that many others are responding to Christ, regardless of the threat of persecution. We are committed to continue diligently broadcasting the gospel until every last person has heard the good news or Christ returns. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you for joining us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth is with us, the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, Bautista, this latest deal with Joe Manchin, very disappointing. And again, the Republicans were surprised because as we were talking about, the whole issue of recession, inflation, government spending. I've been insisting that one of the things, I mean, if I was king, what I would do right now, I wouldn't wait. I would do it. I would just declare that we're going to freeze the government through the end of the fiscal year. Could you imagine how much money we could save just by doing that? Because you know the traditions of these bureaucrats is they've got to vacate their budgets before they come back to the trough to ask for new money, right? And if you didn't spend all the budget, well then, hey, look, you're not going to get as much next year. Well, that's a mortal sin when you come to the bureaucracy. You can't do that. But if we froze it and said, you cannot spend any more money, I mean, that would at least begin to do something to offset the pressures of inflation and this recession. I mean, right now, the Democrats have nothing to offer except, oh, we're going to spend, another $1 trillion? Thank you very much, Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer and the Biden administration. That's the answer? Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, I must have missed the part in Economics 101 that basically said that if you spend hundreds of billions of dollars, it'll create less inflation. It'll make inflation go down. I missed that part.
You need to go to the same school AOC went to. You see, if you went to Boston and you went to her classes, then you would have learned that, see? But most people with any kind of modicum of intelligence would go, that doesn't make sense. But go ahead.
Right. And what sense does it make not only to spend hundreds of billions of dollars, thereby devaluing the dollar, causing inflation, but then add on top of that during the highest inflation we've had in 41 years, let's just hike taxes. Well, that makes tons of sense. We're already dealing with less money in our pocketbooks due to the out-of-control spending of the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. So let's just hike taxes on those poor serfs. But it's only
don't forget, let's reinforce the IRS. Let's get them to go after the minions, right? Because we're losing all this money because those cheating Americans, I can't believe what they're doing. They're not giving us the money that they should give us. So we need 80,000 more IRS agents to go and render hell.
Yeah, and I thought that was part of Obamacare. I mean, Obamacare basically emboldened the IRS. Remember, in the budget of Obamacare,
yes,
there was the need to hire tens of thousands of more agents. Well, I guess that wasn't enough. So now we need, 60,000 more, they're telling us?
Yeah, 60,000, 80,000.
Yeah, so whatever. So this is the Democrats. This is who the Democrats are. And supposedly 80 million people voted for this. But what's interesting, too, about those 80 million people is that 78% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run again. But you all voted for him. What do you mean? This isn't what you expected? The orange man bad wasn't really that bad? No more mean tweets. This is how stupid Democrats are. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, they have to be the dumbest lot of people that I've ever met in my life. If you talk to a Democrat, all they talk about is their feelings. They don't talk in economic sense. It's like, well, he makes me feel this way. Well, his tweets made me feel this way. We wanted something different because I'll feel better if somebody else is there. I'm sorry, but the feelings don't pay the bills. And the facts don't care.
But even with that, though, Megan, how do you feel about Joe Biden? All right. I mean, we're talking feelings. All right. Fine. Okay. Joe Biden right now makes you warm and fuzzy? Are you kidding me?
Well, 78% of Democrats, again, do not want Joe Biden to run. Cori Bush, who's the black nationalist BLM racist, who is hired by the people of Missouri to represent some district there in the House, I believe she is, when asked if she wanted Joe Biden to run again, her aide basically says, oops, well, look at the time. We got to go. We have to go somewhere to do something to go. She basically skates. Any Democrat on the record right now basically shirks that question. And you have to say, but why? This is exactly what you wanted. You wanted the fundamental transformation of this country. You voted for it in 2008, and here we are 14 years later, and this is exactly what you wanted. You hate this country. So you are fundamentally transforming this country into some sort of socialist third world hellhole that you have propped up to be utopia. So I don't understand why they don't want him to run again. This is exactly what they voted for decades.
They're so disingenuous. They can't even tell you what it is they want. They're just liars. They're lying to cover, you know, whether it's Stacey Abrams. I mean, just go right on down the list. Senator Ryan, who wanted nothing to do with Joe Biden when he came to Ohio. I mean, they're all running in the opposite direction to your exact point here. We got about 4 minutes left here, Megan, and I wanted to get your read on Senator Grassley's shocking accusation that the Department of Justice and the FBI may be corrupt to their very core. And I think that's interesting. May be corrupt, you think? I mean, what have we seen from the FBI that gives us any indication that there's some integrity there that we can be proud of?
Zero zip nada. Would it be diplomatic, Chuck? But multiple whistleblowers have come forward saying how they were basically forced to conceal evidence related to Hunter Biden, how they were encouraged time and time again to charge innocent Americans with domestic terrorism, looking for that white rage, as Miley put it, General Miley. So we all know that the FBI, unfortunately, is corrupt to the core. But the question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to just have more meetings upon meetings to plan the next meetings and talk about it? Because that's really all I've witnessed from Congress, is they have meetings upon meetings to discuss meetings.
But the Democrats they're not interested. They're not going to do anything. I mean, because right now it fits their narrative.
Jack. When Republicans
right,
have power,
exactly.
Jack. All we did was watch meetings about how big tech was censoring us. Well, no kidding. I can go to my Facebook page and tell you that within 2 seconds. You know, I went from millions of followers on Facebook or millions of reach and think to now maybe 100,000 if I'm lucky. Shifts with whatever winds that big tech, you know, is looking at. So, we have a serious problem with leadership in this country, and we've had, and that's why President Trump was domestic enemy number one. And he wasn't domestic enemy number one to the people. He was actually domestic enemy number one to the system, to both Republicans and Democrats, because he was basically interrupting their power. He was the speed bump of the Uniparty. And so, you know, we'll see if he runs again, supposedly. Hopefully he doesn't announce before the midterms. It'd be nice if he just stayed out of it for once. Do I like President Trump? Yeah. I mean, do I love him? Not really. He, to me, is a little bit too much of a narcissist for me, but I love his policies. He did one heck of a job. I agree with him.
80% If not Trump, then who, Megan? That was my question to a group of Republicans that I met with down in Miami. You know, they're talking about all these other. I said, Wim, stop. I go, who? If not Trump, then who? I mean, I get it. You mean you can look at the general bench of the Republican Party and say, you know, wow, compared to the Democrats, it's pretty impressive. But yet there's one person that stands out head and shoulders above everybody else. I mean, to your exact point. And oh, that's right. We do have a track record. What he did in the short number of years that he was there as president of the United States, against all the opposition and the resistance of Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and what, 3 impeachment trials? Look what he did for this country.
Well, exactly.
To your point.
You know, the lowest inflation, the best economy, America first, oil energy production, our oil reserves, energy independence, a trilateral agreement for Middle East peace. I mean, we don't have enough time. I can hear the music. I can keep going on and on.
Exactly. We got 15 seconds. I know exactly. Well, it's like the one gal said. She goes, I miss my filled up shelves at the grocery store and the mean tweets. So here we are. Megan Barr, thank you, Megan. Take care.
You can sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. The United States is in a recession as the gross domestic product contracts nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. Viktor Baug, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us. The release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Mary Hassan is going to be joining us in just a moment. She is the Ethics and Public Policy Center's senior fellow, talking about the right to use contraceptives. There we go with that word, the right. Now, again, you know, with definitions flying around, I mean, here you got Democrats. I mean, they're such wordsmiths. You know, when they talk about pro-choice, which really is pro-abortion, pro-death of a child is what it is. But, you know, they make it sound so sweet and unoffensive, you know, by calling it pro-choice. It's like right now we're not in a recession. You know, let's mollify the pain a little bit and we'll call it a technical recession. You know, whatever you want to call it, it is what it is, right? But here we are talking about right. And, you know, we brought this up last week, the difference between right and choice. And this is what gets convoluted. And you have a choice as a human being, a free will agent, to do what you want to do. I mean, you want to take poison? Fine. You mean that's up to you. You can do that. I can't stop you. I can make things illegal. And if you still choose to break the law, you still decide, like, for example, you want to get on top of the roof and defy gravity and find out when you hit the ground that you're going to get bruised and break some legs and it's not going to feel so good. But, you know, hey, that is your choice. It's not your right. You know, if you want to be stupid, that's your choice. Okay. But the way this argument that we're dealing with in culture, in today's culture, is right versus choice. Now, you got to think about what the definition of right really is. Now, let's just look at it, you know, in terms of what the dictionary would say, what a right is. Morally good, justified, or acceptable. Now, for those of us of faith, we would say, just like our Constitution says, is these rights come from God, God Almighty, because ultimately, God is the arbitrator of that which is right. I mean, we can have an opinion on this and claim that it is, but, you know, if the facts and the laws of God and nature's God do not support that decision, then maybe you need to step back a moment and reassess. You know what I'm saying? But just because you say that it's right, that's self-appointed. And if you have a self-appointed right, guess what? I can have a self-appointed right to say you're wrong. Okay? And what we would hope is that which is right is really right, that it's consistent, like the law of gravity. No matter what we do, no matter how we want to violate things, we're going to have a consistent result time and again. Okay? So now, here we have this argument of, you know, it's a woman's reproductive right. Wow. What a convoluted word salad to confuse people and to, you know, make it so self-righteous in a sense. Like, oh, we're going to put it into a tower that's unreachable that you cannot challenge because we declare it as a right. No, it's a choice. You make a choice to get pregnant. I mean, and don't give me the false argument. They said, well, what in the case, you know, because we always hear that, right? What in the case of a rape or incest and this sort of thing? Okay, well, according to Guttmacher, which is, you know, they're pretty protective. And we don't get the full numbers, okay? And by that, I don't mean F-O-O-L. I mean, maybe they might, that might be some, might be relevant in terms of what we actually get, because we're not getting the right and complete numbers, but we get an idea, okay? And even they, as they spell this out, can only testify with their numbers that approximately 1% of all the abortions that have happened in America, only 1% have involved incest or rape. Or, and the other one is the danger to the mom, okay? 1%. So, the conclusion is 99% is because of convenience. And in some cases, as was being reported, is we had an increasing number of people making a choice to allow a child to live or die because, the sonogram came back and said it was a girl and we wanted a boy. So we don't want to waste any money, time, or my body on an unwanted gender. So, okay, we'll just go ahead and abort the child. I mean, this is how bizarre. So we're not respecting life, and we're making these kind of choices. I mean, to the degree, and you've seen some of these videos where these women, I mean, how sad. I mean, they're so angry and violent that, oh, yes, we kill our babies. We love to kill our babies. It's like, how insane. I mean, this is part of the woof and worf of today's culture, that we have people carrying these kinds of worldviews and attitudes. I mean, it does not bode well for the future of our country if this is the product of this culture, that they're so angry over a choice, not a right, okay? Because you choose. You choose who you want to be intimate with. It's a choice, not a right. You choose to do that. And now you have a choice to make after you got pregnant. Okay? It's not a right. It's your choice. But they want to position this, and Democrats and liberals want to present this as a right. Because if it's a right, as by definition, this would have to be consistent with moral values. Or take it to the next level, in the most important level, which is God himself. Okay? And our rights are given to us by God. I don't read anywhere in the Word of God that God says, hey, you've got a right to go kill your baby. In fact, he said just the opposite to Cain, when Cain was all depressed, you know, because God didn't accept his worship. and because he was being a knucklehead. He thought he could cut corners. Well, he can't cut corners with God. God doesn't, you know, he doesn't deserve that for all that he's done for us. But Cain thought, you know, like some people, that, you know, God grades on the curve. It's going to be okay. No, it doesn't work that way with God. God's exact. It's specific. He's honorable in every sense of the term. Okay? And he sits down and he's talking. I mean, just to show you how loving God is, he makes time to talk with the knucklehead. You know, hope upon hope that maybe he might get it. You know, even though he's messed up, he doesn't seem to be getting it, but God, in his patience and love for his creation, sits down with his knucklehead and says, hey, look, let me break it down to you real easy. And when he was talking with Cain, he was talking to all the knuckleheads in the future, down the road, you know, through the history of man. Here's some advice for all the knuckleheads and for the rest of us non-knuckleheads, maybe, you know. Self-appointed non-knuckleheads that could receive his word of admonition. He says, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? There's that right word again. If you do right. And what does that right mean? That which is righteous, that's that which is inarguable, that's fact, it's true. If you do right, will it not go well for you? Okay. Now, you make a choice, you make bad choices, good choices, there's consequences, that sort of thing. But what should cover those choices, they should be guarded by those things that are right. So the choice that you make, like you choose to defy gravity, well, you want to do the right thing, so you want to honor and respect gravity, so you're safe. Okay? You want to defy gravity, you make a bad choice, you get the consequences. But it doesn't change the right that is in place, the fact, the truth of the matter. Does that make sense? Because this is where we are in this culture today that is so frustrating. And I feel for people who are frustrated. And I'm not claiming, you know, some magical higher ground here, like I'm self-righteous and I know so much better. You know, I've been a student of this for a long time. I've experienced life. I was a knucklehead. I made mistakes. I defied gravity. I did all that stupid stuff. And so I'm just saying to you, save yourself. If you do right, will it not go well for you? But know the difference, because the culture right now has been infused by this false doctrine that is leading us down a yellow brick road of destruction, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going on today in our country. And we've got to come together for the sake of those things that are right, that are perfect, that are true, that are noble, that are consistent, that are God-ordained. That's what we have to do if we're going to save ourselves, save our family, save our country. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and you're going to be hearing Dr. Ted Baer in just a second, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. And we've got lots to talk about, Dr. Ted. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm talking to you, so it must be a better day.
Well, I'll tell you, you're always such a blessing, you know. It reminds me of, what God talks about, about that encouraging word, an appropriate word, a life-filling word. And that's what I love about you. You're always about life, which is a characteristic of the God we serve. And I thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk some movies here. How about Star Trek? You want to start out with that one? We got the streaming of Star Trek. Go ahead.
Yeah, Star Trek is interesting. I mean, it's not as pure as I knew Gene Roddenberry. I actually employed him for a ABC series, which was then turned over to Spielberg. So that was my great fish that got away story. Uh-huh. But Gene and I became good friends. This is a fairly similar to the original, and it's much more similar than the other Star Trek spinoffs that have been. It actually has one episode that's got a lot of very close to Christian content, not the sort of New Age content, but it's got some good content in it. Now, Gene, had grown up in a family that was Christian. His mother was very Christian, which you won't hear from anybody, he told me. Right. Mm-hmm. But then he ran away with the nurse on Star Trek in a divorce. And she was a Buddhist. And, of course, Buddhism, there is no sin, so you can do anything you want. So he gave up his Christian past. But he said his mother was always praying for him as we worked together. Mm-hmm. This is a better series. There's very little bad stuff. There's one episode that you might want to be cautious for. But we reviewed... We give an overview of the entire series, and many of them are plots that you would have found in the original Star Trek series. And, if you love Star Trek, you're going to be happy with this, and you're especially going to be happy with the one that talks about faith and talks about, a creator and that sounds almost Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many parts to the series?
Oh, let's see. I'm now you ask me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No. I'm looking. I've got the answer here somewhere. It's ninth episode.
All right. Excellent. Wow. Cool. Well, you know, for those of us who have been fans of Star Trek and of course, the original concept. Now, knowing Gene as well as you did, can you share some more stories about him? I mean, what a unique individual, you know, to come up with this idea. Well,
you know, Gene was down and out when I contacted him. He actually called me back immediately. He was selling Star Trek toys and tchotchka out of the back of his car and out of his garage. Yeah. Remember, the original Star Trek was canceled. He had a tough time getting it on the air. Nobody wanted it, a sci-fi series. And he said it was going to be, it takes sell it. He said it was going to be Wagon Train in the Sky. And, of course, the Klingons and everybody else are just Indian tribes, but they're renamed. Mm-hmm. So it's like an old-fashioned Western in many of the episodes.
Yeah.
And he did that purposely. But when as soon as they canceled it, it started playing on, you know, secondary channels, UHF and et cetera. And all the people there just loved it. It developed a tremendous fan base. Mm-hmm. But he never benefited from any of that. You know, later in his life, he got a little bit of benefit. I mean, there's a couple of people. Stan Lee was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He went bankrupt three times. He never benefited by all of the Marvel movies from, you know, from his creative brain, which was brilliant. I saw him a couple of months before he died, and he said, "Oh, Ted, great to see you." You know, so I guess the most incredible story is that I'm going down to Bimini to scuba dive, and we stop at a scientist's house for this series that we're preparing in Miami. And suddenly, the scientist nephew comes in, and he says, "Oh, that's my nephew," and he starts playing the piano, and the niece comes in and starts playing a guitar, and all these people start coming in and playing instruments. So I asked Gene that night what happened. He said, "Well, you know, I'm a producer. They think that I can help them, and I'm like the, you know, the chef at a restaurant. The dogs are all waiting outside." Now, that was a little bit of a demeaning comment, but if you saw all the people gathered outside, that's the nature of being a producer. People want. But his career.
But they also see, Ted, you know, somebody can be down and out, but people can bear witness to the genius of an individual, though it may not be right there at that moment with millions of dollars or something like that. They can see in the soul and in the heart of a man the genius that was in, you know, in Gene Roddenberry.
Well, you know, Los Angeles has so many people looking for jobs. Every day somebody calls me, and I can't give anybody a job in the entertainment industry. And people beg Maggie to come by, and, you know, they send me their storylines and their scripts. We do analyze the scripts, and we do a great job, and we do the Kairos Prize, and we help people. But, you know, I'd say the majority of people want money and somebody today said, "We want to. How can you help us get in touch with the networks?" Well, you know, I'm a minister too. I like this guy I'm going to lunch with, who is the head of all production at Disney and things. I'm more of a minister to him than I am. So I can't, being a minister to somebody is like counseling a couple and then asking the wife out for a date. You know, you cannot do that.
It doesn't work. No bueno. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and I think that that's the opportunity that we have, you know, especially as men of faith, is to realize our identity comes from God, and God places us in that lane that we need to operate on, that we can be most successful. You know, whether it's a pastor, a teacher, or whatever gift that we've been blessed with and anointed with by the Holy Spirit. And when we're true to that lane, it goes well for us. But, you know, sometimes, you know, because we're humanoid, we get outside the lane, and then we find out really quickly that, hey, that's not what God wants for us, right?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, so there's Star Trek, and something we can look forward to. Last week, we did talk about Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Do you want to make a couple of quick comments on that?
Well, it's probably the best movie that's come out all year, and it's by Paul Gallagher, who has written some of my favorite books, including The Stogos. And he, of course, he's been dead for a long time, but it's amazing that they made this movie, because it's one of the best scripts that I've ever confronted in a theater. It's one of the best actors. This is a movie that you would usually, I mean, the theater was filled with middle-aged women, because, you know, it looks like a chick flick, but it's a movie that everybody can enjoy, because I brought some of my interns who are young 20-something, and they loved it, and my daughter loved it.
Right. Wow.
It's just an incredible movie, one of the best movies ever made, and worth its weight in gold, free enterprise.
I'm not passing go. I'm not collecting. I'm going to go see Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. I may have said that last week, too, but I really mean it this time, Dr. Ted.
Well, the problem with it is, It's a small movie. It's only in 1,000 theaters, as opposed to 5,000 for a big, you know, Disney movie. And it's probably going to only last 2 weeks in the theaters. And then I don't have any knowledge of where it's going to go on online. Since it's an independent film, it's probably going to go on Amazon, and you'll have to pay for it. But it's in the theater.
Well, worth it. Yeah, exactly. We'll pay for it there, or if we have to pay for it at home, and we'll pop up our own popcorn, that all is well. Not a problem. YouTube is censoring abortion misinformation. Boy, I'll tell you, what a mouthful that is, right? I mean, like, that gives you a sense of confidence that all will be protected and honest and true, right?
Yeah, well, I told somebody that yesterday, and they said, I don't believe it. They can't be doing that. You know, what do they mean by abortion misinformation? That this is a baby? That this is a baby that you're killing? That you shouldn't be killing a baby? This is a, you know, a little video of a baby in the womb that's going to get born and become, you know, Bill Martinez or Ted Bear or somebody. This is a human being. I don't trust YouTube to figure out what information and misinformation is about killing babies. I just don't think they have the skills to do that. And I'm afraid what it's going to do is it's going to go to a bunch of people who are extremely left-wing, woke, progressive, who believe that killing babies is the next best thing. Like the Roman Empire, it's our sacrifice for our sex life.
To the god of Moloch, yes, out of convenience, very expensive, I would say, more expensive than they realize, birth control. And, you know, the fact of the matter is how can you trust people who claim that they are the arbiters of misinformation when they can't even agree what a woman is and that only women can get pregnant?
Right. And they can't even agree who created babies. So they have no idea. Anyway,
this is what happens when you turn your back on the truth. Yeah, you end up losing your mind. Go ahead.
One person who has been very successful, who's liberal, who came to our parties and says, oh, you know, this Supreme Court decision, you know, the Democrats are going to sweep the election. And, you know, underneath it all, I mean, the Hollywood people believe that, you know, abolishing free access, which it didn't do. It just turned it over to the states.
Right. Exactly.
To abort is going to be.
Yeah, that's misinformation, too, by the way, on its face, what they're saying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Ted Bear has been our guest, the founder publisher of Movie Guide. Go to movieguide.org to be in the flow of the know. Dr. Ted, thank you as always. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCR.